The Iliad of Homer. Led by King Agamemnon, for 9 long years the Greeks have been encamped before Troy in a vain attempt to recapture Helen and destroy the city. Now a disastrous quarrel breaks out between King Agamemnon and the greatest warrior of the host, Achilles. Achilles, sing, O goddess, Peleus' son. His wrath pernicious, who 10,000 woes caused to Achaea's host, sent many a soul illustrious into Hades premature, and heroes gave, so stood the will of Zeus, to dogs and to all ravening fowls a prey. When fierce dispute had separated once the noble chief Achilles from the son of Atreus, Agamemnon, king of men. Who them to strife impelled? What power divine? Apollo, Leto's son, for he, incensed against the king, a foul contagion raised in all the host, and multitudes destroyed, for that the son of Atreus had his priest dishonored, Chryseis. To the fleet he came, bearing rich ransom glorious, to redeem his daughter, and his hands charged with the wreath and golden scepter of the god, shaft-armed. Ye gallant chiefs, and ye, their gallant host, may ye return to safety. Take my gifts and loose my child, in honor of the son of Zeus, Apollo, archer of the skies. At once the voice of all was to respect the priest, and to accept the bounteous price. But so it pleased not Atreus' mighty son, who, with rude threatening stern, him thence dismissed. Beware, old man, that at these hollow barks I find thee not now lingering, or henceforth returning, lest the garland of thy god and his bright scepter should avail thee naught. I will not loose thy daughter, till old age steal on her. From her native country far, in Argos, in my palace, she shall ply the loom, and shall be partner of my bed. Move me no more. Begone, hence while thou mayest. He spake. The old priest trembled and obeyed. Forlorn he roamed the ocean's sounding shore, and solitary with prayer Apollo begged. God of the silver bow, who with thy power encirclest Creusa, and who reigns supreme in Tenedos and Scylla the divine, grant my petition. With thy shafts avenge on the Achaean host thy servant's fears. Such prayer he made, and it was heard. The god, down from Olympus with his radiant bow, and his full quiver o'er his shoulder flung, marched in his anger. Shaken as he moved, his rattling arrows told of his approach. Gloomy he came as night, sat from the ships apart, and sent an arrow. Clanged the cord, dread-sounding, bounding on the silver bow. Mules first, and dogs he struck, but at themselves dispatching soon his bitter arrows keen, smote them. Death piles on all sides always blazed. 9 days throughout the camp his arrows flew. The 10th, Achilles, from all parts, convened the host in council. Hera, the white-armed, moved at the sight of Grecians all around, dying, imparted to his mind the thought. The full assembly, therefore, now convened, uprose Achilles ardent and began. Atreides, now it seems no course remains for us, but that the seas roaming again, we hence return, at least if we survive. But haste, consult we quick some prophet here, or priest, or e'en interpreter of dreams, for dreams are also of Zeus, that we may learn by what crime we have thus incensed Apollo. He spake and sat, when Thestor's son arose, Calchas, an augur foremost in his art, who all things present, past, and future knew. He prudent them admonishing replied, Zeus loved Achilles. Wouldst thou learn from me what cause hath moved Apollo to this wrath, the shaft-armed king? I shall divulge the cause. But thou swear first and covenant on thy part that speaking, acting, thou wilt stand prepared to give me succour, For I judge amiss, or he who rules the Argives, the supreme, or all Achaea's host, will be incensed. To whom Achilles, swiftest of the swift, what thou hast learned in secret from the god, that speak and boldly too. In all the host, that Grecian lives not who, while I shall breathe and see the light of day, shall in this camp oppress thee. No, not even if thou name him Agamemnon, sovereign o'er us all. Then was the seer emboldened, and he spake. Nor vow, nor sacrifice unpaid on us he charges, but the wrong done to his priest, whom Agamemnon slighted when he sought his daughter's freedom, and his gifts refused. He is the cause. Apollo for his sake afflicts, and will afflict us, neither end nor intermission of his heavy scourge granting, till unredeemed, no price required, the black-eyed maid be to her father sent. Then, not before, the god may be appeased. He spake and sat, when Atreus' son arose, the hero Agamemnon throned supreme. Tempests of black resentment overcharged his heart, and indignation fired his eyes. On Calchas, lowering, him he first addressed. Prophet of mischief, from whose tongue no note of grateful sound to me was ever heard. Ill tidings are thy joy, and tidings glad thou tellest not, or thy words come not to pass. Yet, being just, I will return her hence, if that she go be best. Perish myself, but let the people of my charge be saved. Prepare ye, therefore, a reward for me, and seek it instant. It were much unmeet that I alone of the Argive host should want due recompense, whose former prize is elsewhere destined, as ye all perceive. To whom Achilles, matchless in the race, Atreides, glorious above all in rank, and as intent on gain as thou art great, when shall the Grecians give a prize to thee? The general flock is poor, the spoil of towns which we have taken hath already passed in distribution, and it were unjust to gather it from all the Greeks again. But send thou back this virgin to her god, and when Zeus' favour shall have given us Troy, a threefold, fourfold share shall then be thine. To whom the sovereign of the host replied, Godlike Achilles, valiant as thou art, wouldst thou be subtle too? But let the bold Achaeans give me competent amends, such as may please me, and it shall be well. Else, if they give me none, I will command thy prize, the prize of Ajax, or the prize it may be of Odysseus, to my tent, and let the loser chafe. But this concern shall be admitted at convenient time. Come, launch we now into the sacred deep a bark with lusty rowers well supplied, then put on board Chryseis, and with her the sacrifice required. Go also one high in authority, some counsellor, Idomeneus, or Ajax, or thyself, thou most untractable of all mankind, and seek by rites of sacrifice and prayer to appease Apollo on our host's behalf. Achilles eyed him with a frown and spake, Ah, shameless wolf, for thy good pleasure's sake we came, and face of flint, to avenge the wrongs by Menelaus and thyself sustained on the offending Trojan. Service kind, but lost on thee, regardless of it all. And now, what now? Thy threatening is to seize thyself the just requital of my toils, my prize hard-earned, by common suffrage mine. I never gain, what Trojan town soe'er we ransack, half thy booty. The swift march and furious onset, these I largely reap, but distribution made, thy lot exceeds mine far, while I, with any pittance pleased, bear to my ships the little that I win after long battle and account it much. But I shall go, I and my sable barks, my wiser course, back home, and I judge, scorned as I am, that thou shalt hardly glean without me more than thou shalt soon consume.